Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
To Jane, our afternoon goddess. She specially curated all Vinny's favorite songs this
morning.
Yeah,
including that one.
Yeah, that one, Bleeding Love's coming up. Yeah. He Loves Cups by Anna Kendrick.
Jane, you're playing a game called Call Out to Get What It's Real Name.
Anyway.
Hey, can I read a text real quick?
Sure, of course.
707 says, hey, Vinny, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's been a joy to watch and listen to you gain value and meaning in your life and be filled with love and sacrifice. It sends out wide ripples of hope to so many. You rock. Enjoy your day. That is from Michelle from Windsor.
Aww.
Thanks, Michelle.
What a nice thing
I know,
to say,
give
Michelle.
Me chills. Give me chills. It's
I sure
great.
Do miss having nothing to do and surfing all day, though. Boy, yeah. That
well,
was
you can't have
good.
Everything. Your daughters are calling for a tea party.
And what was your song, Sarah? He's going to be 68?
Yeah, when his youngest graduates high school.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky. You know.
I tried to only put true stuff in the song.
I saw that butt coming. But I'm like, oh, this one's going to hurt.
So today, Vinny is 50. If you're just joining the show, or listening in your car, or in the shower, or wherever you listen to us, watching on your computer, we are at the Hard Rock Cafe at Pier 39. This is open to you. Please feel free to come down. The bar is ready to. They are all boozed up over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they?
I do see some people with some drinks. It's very questionable behavior. Please come down and question yourself. And breakfast, I think I want to say are we still doing the $9.73 breakfast?
Yeah, I'm sure
is
we
that
are.
All morning? And
absolutely.
They do a very nice breakfast.
And
here,
it's so. Kind of new with the Hard Rock doing their breakfast from 8 to 11, so it's super special that they're helping us out.
Yes.
But you can come here anytime for breakfast.
That is right. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just stop by here on your way into work, son?
Yeah. Mm.
My mom just texted me, happy birthday.
Oh, Sandy.
Sandy.
So let's do the next round of videos.
Yes.
Listen in your, if you're listening, you'll be able to hear them, but we're going to be seeing them here, and we'll tell you if anybody doesn't identify themselves who they were. But we're gonna, here comes round two of your happy birthday messages, Vinny.
Good.
And then we have some really fun stuff coming.
It's good,
up.
Vinny.
This hour is the one to be listening to, everybody.
Hey there, I'm Pat Monahan from the from Alice's favorite band, Train, and it's Vinny's birthday. I knew him when he was 5'8, and now he's 50. And I just want to say, I never thought you'd make it, but I'm so glad that you did. Congratulations, Vinny. I love you. Happy birthday.
Aww.
Yo, what's up, Vinny? Happy birthday, brother.
Aaron.
Still want to go surfing with you someday. Have a great birthday. Later, my friend. See ya.
That's Aaron.
Greetings. Happy. This is Jack Dillis, the mayor of Scotts Valley. Happy 50th birthday to our most amazing, brave, smart, and handsome resident, Vinny. On a side note, Vinny, you really need to get that fence fixed. Seriously, it's an eyesore, according to the neighbors. See you at our next town hall meeting. You're the best. Really enjoy your special day.
Vinny, I just wanted to say happy birthday. We all love you so much. You are the absolute best, and we hope this is the best year yet. And one more thing.
Hey, Vinny, happy birthday to you.
Happy 50th birthday.
Is this 50th?
It is.
Wow.
You knew what that's
about. I got some advice for you as a 50-year-old father of an infant as well.
Go on tour, bro.
Oh, no, I mean, pitch in as much as possible. All right, we love you, bro.
Michael All right, Franti. So that was Michael Franti in the last
incredible.
One. A couple
great.
Of coworkers in there, Aaron Axelson and Jane. And who else was there?
Oh, and Jack Dillis. Did you like that one?
Yeah,
Vinny?
I did a lot.
You're
have,
welcome.
Have you
Scott
noticed
Valley.
That all the cool kids did that three-way camera thing? Axelson did it. Mosley did it.
Yeah.
Jane did it. All the cool people know to do that weird thingy. Whatever. What is that? A filter?
I guess so.
Oh, I've never didn't notice that.
They were all doing that one filter thing.
I think
That's
Vaughn
all.
Did that.
I think, yeah, I was going to say, I think Vaughn did that.
Oh,
I know
you did that?
Jane,
they did wouldn't do that.
Jane used some kind of filter, but Vaughn's been working on these videos for a while.
Boosting the audio, doing all kinds of tricks.
Yeah.
This is the unsung hero of the morning show.
Oh, Vaughn, everyone!
Unsung hero. You're amazing.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so are we starting with a gift? And then
let's do the gift and that other thing we got.
Okay, great. Let's, Hooman, if you could bring up the birthday present tray for Vinny. Let's find out what else Vinny's getting for his birthday.
All right.
All right, here we go. Oh, you went for a big one.
Were you pressing this one at me for a
reason?
No,
no,
there's no order. They can come at any time. We never know what's going to be in them.
Oh, I mean, look at Hooman. Now, you have to kneel, buddy, huh?
Oh, poor Hooey.
Does it hurt right now? Are you in pain right now?
A little bit. It's okay. I'll be
all right. Oh, you're the best. Thanks for being here.
Would you like someone to, you know, give you rub you down real quick?
Massage you?
Well, it depends.
Oh, Rudy's ready.
Do you like the
I'm okay. I'm okay.
The karate chop move?
Oh.
Does that work?
Do you like the karate chop or more of like a deep thumb tissue massage?
I like
massage?
Deep thumb, yeah. I like the whole hand.
Deep thumb.
Deep thumb.
Me too.
Thumb deep. That's what they call it in the business.
The what?
Not nothing. Let's see what your present is. How do you open that thing?
I don't know.
Boy, promotions. Now we're going to have confetti.
Each one of these is a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper. Just a little piece of paper. All right, let's see what you got.
All right.
Okay. Opening his presents. It's Vinny's 50th. You feel free to join us.
Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to 3 Hooman-free days a week for the next 5 months.
Wow! Oh, my God! This is incredible! Hooman, what a sacrifice you're making for the
really
show.
Wow, Hooman.
You're welcome.
What a gift, huh?
It's too nice.
I think it's a gift for the world.
Not for me. I feel like I'm being
you're
penalized.
Welcome, everyone.
Okay, now it's time to play a game.
I thought it was time for something else.
Oh, what do you think it's time for?
Uh-oh.
It's a game called This Is Your Life.
That's right.
Oh, it's not Sarah Bareilles? Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, our contest.
Right.
I totally forgot.
That
he
was the first
about
thing.
Thank you, Bryn. Sorry about that.
Thank you for reminding us that we actually have station business.
Good
to
job. I know. That's the first thing I had on the list.
Listen, we're very excited. Right, we're excited because it's the birthday party show. I don't see it on here, you see. Oh, there it is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 7 o'clock right there.
Sarah Bareilles is performing at the brand new Chase Center in San Francisco on October 26th. Tickets for her show go on sale today at LiveNation.com, but you can win a pair right now. Alex is back at the station taking your phone calls. Call him and be caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to the show. And listen again today at 4:05. Jane has another chance for you to win. All right, now it's time to play a game.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
All right, this game is called This Is Your Life.
Huh?
This game is called This Is Your Life. We have a secret guest who is hidden somewhere here in the room.
Okay.
And you can ask that person 5 yes or no questions. We're hoping that they will do their best to disguise their voice.
Yeah, disguise your voice.
Disguise your voice. Vinny, try to figure out who this person is from your life.
Do I have limited questions?
You have 5 or so. I think, you know.
They have to be yes or no questions.
Yeah,
right?
Yes or no. Right. 5 yes or no questions. What's your name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes or no?
First question. Have I ever boned you?
No.
Oh, well.
Okay. Let's see. Do you play an instrument?
No.
Oh. Who could this be?
From my life, doesn't play an instrument, never let me bone him.
You have 3 questions left, Penny.
Are you in radio?
No.
With a voice like that,
you are striking out. have two.
Two left. Not in radio.
Narrow it down.
From my life.
Yeah, your life. Not in radio. Doesn't play an instrument. You never boned him.
Are we related?
No.
Oh. Not in your family.
Starting to think it was what? Yawn.
I'm actually starting to think that you're hurting your throat. I mean, please be careful.
No, he's fine.
Special guest.
All right. This is my last guest?
Last guest.
This is it.
And then we're gonna send him on his way. You won't get to meet him.
I wonder if he'll know who he is.
Oh, I'm sure he'll know. I'm sure. Okay.
It's someone from my life that I might not know.
Well, we're just trying to mislead you. Or are we?
I don't know.
Or are we?
I'm so at a loss. What one guess is gonna that I haven't made already? Have I known you more than 20 years?
Yes.
That was a good question, Vinny. What do you think?
Does he have to guess the person right now?
Well, he's going to make a guess right now.
Okay.
And it'll either be yes or no, and then the person will come out and we'll all fall about the place.
I've known you more than 20 years. Not in radio. Doesn't play an instrument.
Vinny's 50th birthday show.
Walk us through your thought process.
Guest.
Well, I'm trying to think what if I've known someone over 20 years, and they're not in radio, and they're not, then they'd be in the surf industry.
All right, here we go.
Surf industry. Who could this be?
We could be here all day. I don't know who. I have no.
Make a wild guess. Oh my God, I cannot wait.
I feel like my hands are sweating right now.
I can't wait. I'm so excited about this.
You are?
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. This is someone I really want to meet too.
You really want to meet this person?
Oh, snap.
I can't wait to meet this person.
Make a guess.
Rob from South Coast Surf Shop.
Who's that?
I don't know.
No one knows who it is.
I'm at a loss.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our first special secret guest. Please exit the curtained area. Let Vinny have a look at you.
I need my glasses.
He needs his glasses.
Oh, he needs his glasses. Get right in front of him.
Cisco!
Vinny's longtime friend, Jason Cisco, everyone.
Yay! No way!
All right. There's going to be some hugging and crying.
I'm crying.
Keep an eye on Vinny's eyes. We don't see if he... Yeah.
Oh, look at them hug. It is so sweet.
Jason Cisco, I've only talked to him once on the air. Mm-hmm. And hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason. It is wonderful
to meet you. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have guessed in a million years you could get out of work and fly up here.
Right.
That is awesome.
I didn't recognize my voice back then.
I didn't.
I actually was a little bit worried for your voice. It just really seemed like you were torturing yourself.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, apparently you're not holding the mic right. Hooman's going to hold it for you.
Okay, all right.
So this is Jason Cisco that I grew up with, everyone. When I talk about...
Jason!
Not everybody has a Jason in their life, but some of you will understand what I'm explaining. This guy was like the guy who did the craziest, bravest stuff and would make everyone worry for his safety at all times. And he would even do it if you weren't looking. Like, he just did not care. And I think after I moved away, didn't you end up breaking your neck?
Yes, sir.
You broke your neck? Yeah.
What?
I have. It was broken 6 pieces.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he's that guy. Like, yeah. But actually, you pulled it up. Almost everything you ever did up to that point, you pulled off.
For the most part, yeah.
So he was like your pull-it-off hero.
Well, I definitely used to think, I'm not doing that, but I know someone who will.
Yeah.
Get Cisco on the line.
So, absolutely. Good to see you.
Hey, it's great to see you.
It's been a couple weeks.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
I'm actually thrilled that you were able to keep this a secret, because I know you guys talk, you know, fairly regularly.
Right, yeah.
And so was there ever a point where...
No, it wasn't too bad. We just kept our mouth shut. And
we kept our mouth shut.
Yeah, we did keep our mouth shut.
You would not believe the planning that went into this whole thing. So you're set up at a hotel, and we're figuring out flights and figuring out the whole
thing. Two hotels, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, two hotels. Right.
Really?
Uh-huh. We're getting them a little closer to you, Vin.
Oh, okay, good.
So you can have quality time.
Got in a little late last night.
Yeah.
And got up a little earlier than I'm used to, so no big deal. Good to be here.
And do you live in San Diego still?
I live in Huntington Beach.
You do? And and what do you do, Jason, if you don't mind?
I own a pool and spa business.
I see.
Oh, wow. Great.
So all service and repair. Mm-hmm.
But you own it, so you were like,
yes.
I'm going to ask the boss. I said yes.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad for me.
What's the name of the company?
AquaBright Pool Management.
AquaBright Pool Management. Go, Manny. Sure.
I have a couple questions.
Oh, woman, please. Okay.
So are you surprised of any success, what he's doing in life, how he turned out?
Not really, because I lived with Vince many years ago in Carlsbad when he was doing the Surf Report.
Yeah.
And that's where he got his start back, I don't know,
91,
25
92?
Years.
Yeah.
Quite a while ago.
Pushing 30 years. Pushing half.
You ever tune into our morning show streaming?
I do on radio.com. It's so
great
to be able to have that app so that I can actually hear you guys. So, yeah, I do.
Cool. Excellent.
Do you find the show funny? We make you laugh?
Yeah, it's great. I love it, yeah.
That's it.
So, Jason, we would like to invite you to sit at our guest table.
Okay.
Then you don't have to be behind the curtain anymore. And if you could offer Vinny a gift, that would be wonderful.
From the
Go ahead and pick up the gift
tray.
The gift
tray.
Just offer him one of those?
Just any one of those. In fact, if you'd like, you can pick it. Sure.
There
great.
You go.
Perfect.
Are you alone? Who'd you come with?
No,
he's alone.
I'm with my beautiful fiancée, Denise.
Oh, right.
Denise.
Oh, there she is. When's the wedding?
In about a year.
Oh, boy, all you people getting married so late in life.
It takes time to put these things together.
It takes a little while,
Like 25 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you much.
Congrats to both of you.
Grab a seat over there if you want.
Yeah, please.
Get started here.
Or if you're happy at the bar, I mean, that's, you know,
whatever works.
But we want to keep Jason in case we have any more questions or anything.
Well, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
To see what's going to happen.
707 says, I'm in bed yelling, it's Jason Cisco!
Oh, you knew? Of course you did.
Oh, my God.
I really didn't think that you guys would go that far back. That's a trip.
Yeah.
All right. What did Vinny get
How
this
we
time?
Do.
Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to an open invitation for anyone in your family to come in studio.
You don't even have to ask our permission, Vinny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is so great. So if Sandy, if you want her to come in, or Isla, or Chris, Edie,
your brother, Jan,
you're welcome.
If Jan wants to show up, that's cool,
sure.
Too.
Oh, my God, we'd love to see Jan, or little baby Nicholas. Hey, wait, Jason. Oh, Chelsea, right. Hey.
Oh, Chelsea, right.
Do you know Vinny's brothers pretty well? Or?
I do, yes, absolutely.
And so you know Jan and you...
No, he doesn't know Jan because
Jan
is from this show, so he wouldn't know.
Do you know
that.
Keith?
Keith,
I know
absolutely.
Keith very well.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you guys ever see each other, or is it Vinny's your anchor with the Hassan family? Is that?
No, I text Keith randomly, but no, I haven't seen Keith in many years.
Yeah, start calling him Jan.
Or he likes to be called Jan.
Jan.
Oh, Jan,
right.
Okay.
He's like, he can go with it.
New to me, but okay.
Because he's the middle one, you know, like Jan Brady.
Yeah, right, Marsha.
Oh, I see. Right.
All right, so Jason, welcome. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank
if
you very
anybody
nice
who's listening
you,
right now, Pier 39, that is where we are at the Hard Rock. This is a live, wonderful, open broadcast. Please feel free to come by. Get an early morning drink. I mean, it is Friday after all.
Right.
There's breakfast here and lots more surprises still to come on the live birthday show for Vinny, 50 years old on Alice.
Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Wait, are we on now, Chris?
Yeah, we're probably
fantastic.
On.
I'm thinking he's probably, the poor kid's probably freaking out.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's okay, Alex.
I want to say that's a little gift for me, because obviously I'm not the only one who doesn't know how to work that new system. So thank you, Alex. Hey, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show, woo! Broadcasting live for Vinny's 50th birthday from the Hard Rock Cafe at Pier 39. Oh, you guys can't hear us?
They're not hearing us.
Now can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can
you hear us now?
Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
We sure can.
That was a good job cheering without being able to hear. Fantastic. So we're throwing a broadcast. It's a surprise for Vinny. It's a surprise for our listeners, except our sort of little close, trusted listeners that we can tell about, that are regulars. So if you'd like to join us, we're here for another hour and a half or so, until 9 o'clock. Come on by. Celebrate Vinny's 50th birthday with us. I know, very exciting. So far, I mean, if you're just joining us, you missed out on, and we actually have another round of this, This Is Your Life to
That's right.
We just met Jason Cisco, who's long been legend on our show.
Vinny, the texters are going crazy. They knew it was Jason.
They did.
People were like, it's Jason Cisco.
You dummy.
So we met Jason and his beautiful bride-to-be. Rudy did a roast. Mm-hmm. I see Scott Capurro. I don't know what Scott Capurro could be up to.
Oh, I can't.
What's he doing here? I have no idea. But we've been giving away presents all morning. The live broadcast is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Sign up before April 15th and get $100 off. Call 855-JUMPSTART today.
Look at Scott, that poor banana.
Murder that thing, baby. You know what to do. He's wearing a floral linen springtime shirt for Earth Day.
We got to get an update on your sitch.
Well, let's do it at 8. We have him at 8. I want to spend some time with him.
Okay.
But right now, I want to start with your next present. Mm-hmm. Let's give Vinny another gift.
Did someone hand him the thing?
Thanks. Oh, Pullman.
Already on the other side.
Well, it does take him a long time.
Thank
you. Sarah. All right. So we've been giving Vinny little gifts all morning long. Some much more exciting than others. Let's see which one this is. All right.
This is like a...
It's like a Chinese food container.
Like a little food box, right?
Cute.
Oh, very nice. Oh, it's weird. It's another little paper scroll. Uh-huh. What could that one be?
Let's find out together.
This is one of those fun meetings that we had.
Yeah.
Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to debt forgiveness from Sarah.
It's true, Vinny. All those games we play. Hold on, let me get my tally out, and I'm going to mark you off as... Here we go. You currently owe me $85.
All right,
that just went to $0.
Is that...
Studio G?
Next week, you and me.
Studio G, yeah.
Vinny's not allowed to go to Studio G. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll give her $5 then.
Wait, $5?
You know, you didn't win any money. You just got your debt forgiven, right?
Yeah, you're at zero now. We're square.
Just give me a 20, Vinny. We'll call it even.
All right. All right, it's time to play another game.
Oh. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's another round of This Is Your Life, Vinny.
Game, by the way.
Person from your past. You don't know who it is. He doesn't even know who he is. By the way, it's a he. You have 5 questions, yes or no only, please. And of course, to our special guest, do your best to disguise your voice.
Yes.
All right.
He doesn't know who he is?
Doesn't even know who he is.
Jeez.
That was misleading, or was it? All right. Question one.
It's a dude.
It is. I shouldn't have said that. My bad.
It's all right.
I screw up all the time.
All right. Question number one. Have I known you more than 10 years?
Yes.
Oh. Maybe I was wrong about something.
Question number two.
Ask the boning question.
known him more than...
Did you just say ask the boning question?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you like that one?
People were hoping your mom would walk out.
Bone you?
Well, not technically, dear. You have seen that area, though.
In a manner of speaking? Is that what you're saying?
No.
That is ridiculous.
That's what you're saying, not me.
All right. I've known you more than 10 years. Are you in radio?
No. Ow.
Did you have to fly to get to the Bay Area for this appearance?
Yes.
Oh, another flight.
Who could this be?
Do you surf?
Yes.
O'Neal, is that you?
Oh, my goodness.
O'Neal? O'Neal! Let's see who it is. Let's reveal who is the second secret guest.
It's Billy O'Neal.
Billy! Yes!
Yeah,
another
buddy.
Childhood friend. Billy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Billy.
Billy, right here.
How funny. You guys flew both my boys from back home.
That's
here.
That's right, baby. That's how we do.
Did you guys know you were both in town together or what?
Oh, we've been planning for weeks. We've been planning for weeks.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Well, little do you know, we're staying with you this weekend, so.
That's all right.
Oh, I forgot that part, Vin.
He
sorry.
Knows now.
Oh, well, you
hotel
know
number
now.
Two.
That is so great. I was talking to Billy yesterday. Most
I know.
Day.
I was actually scared because at one point he's like, oh, hold on. I just got a text from Billy. I'm like, oh,
I know. They thought
why
I,
is Billy texting you?
They thought I was breaking the secret. But
yeah, I called Billy yesterday. I go, what were you talking to Vinny about?
Well, we're talking about my son's guitar. Come on.
You do not want to risk
sure?
the wrath.
Actually, Alan from Bananas right behind you there is the guy that helped us get your son's guitar.
Oh. Ding, ding. All the shame.
Yeah.
Plenty of shame to go all the way around.
His son just started playing. And he's going to be in, did the talent show happen or it's coming up?
It's coming up this week.
There you go.
Oh, how old is your son?
He's 13.
Oh, wow. So you're far ahead of where Vinny's at with his little.
I'm far ahead of where, yes.
With the kids, right. That's his youngest.
For a while. Yeah, that's
but
my youngest.
Were the three of you a group? Like, you guys knew each other. Jason Sisko, who was our first secret guest, and Billy, you guys all.
We all lived in the same neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Vince, he lived on the other side. And where these guys hooked up when they were young, Jason
hot.
Was always on a bike. And so he would bike all over, and Vince was the only guy that could kind of keep up with this guy.
Not even I mean, close. Not even
he
close.
He was crazy, but Vince was just about there, and he was always on his tail. But so we all grew up in the same neighborhood. The pool and the park was all.
Right.
Oh, so you guys are like not like later roommates. Like, how old were you when you met Vinny, do you think?
I was a little bit older. I mean, I used to see Vinny go by with Jason. Jason would go by on the bike, and then Vinny would be right behind. But we started hanging out more so in high school.
Okay. Right.
These guys were more childhood.
Right.
Childhood
how old
buddies.
Were you, Jason, when you and Vinny started hanging out?
We were little kids.
Just oh, eight
Seven,
years
eight
old.
Years
oh,
old.
My
yeah,
God.
Yeah, we were
funny.
Little kids.
So are you guys the friends that you would go to the construction site and steal things to make ramps, you know, to jump
that,
over?
Jason was one of them.
That was
but,
Jason's
right.
nodding in affirmative.
But no, Billy and I used to surf a lot together, but we were drinking buddies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure all of you are sober now. Is that the case? Not you,
no,
Jason?
Oh,
I didn't know that. Sisko, I thought you were a sober dude, too.
I have been. I've been
oh.
there before.
Wow.
It's a bumpy ride.
Do you prefer your fiancé sober?
Oh.
Well, she doesn't. That's a hard no. So when is the last time, Sisko, let's start with you. When is the last time you saw Vinny in person?
Maybe when I was, I don't know, 17, 18?
You guys have been
no,
each other.
No. When you lived in Carlsbad,
yeah,
you were in
20s.
Your 20s. Yeah,
early 20s
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long time. I know that.
Yeah.
But thank God for Facebook, right? You know?
I don't do Facebook.
You don't even do Facebook?
No.
Well, it's actually amazing that you guys stayed in contact all this time then. I mean.
I got his number.
Yeah. That's clearly that's all you need.
Right.
And Billy, what about you? When's the last? Because I feel like we met.
We met
15, 20 years ago.
Correct. I think about 8 years ago I came to visit.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
well before the kids. So that's really, I'm looking forward to meeting Vince's kids. That's the big excitement for me.
Right. And have you been in touch with Christina?
Yes, we've been going back and forth. And
oh, really? You know what? When I said something to her on the couch last night, and she is the worst actor, but she never let up.
What'd you say to her?
I was like, so what do you got planned tomorrow? And she goes, well, nothing. What is going on?
She texted me last night, and she's like, he's asking me questions, but I was good. And I'm like, okay.
Let's all take a moment to just send appreciation down to our Dusty, the missus.
Dusty, yeah, right. Dusty helped me out.
Did she?
Yes. The bride-to-be. And she did give her the hookup with all the names and numbers that she was going to need. So thanks to Chris. Christina,
and I'm like, don't tell Isla anything.
Oh, my
Isla
God,
will blow
I know.
You cannot tell that kid anything.
Uh-huh. Hey, here's a really nice text. 925 says, happy birthday to my radio son. I've cried with you, celebrated with you, and prayed for you through your dark times, and am so happy and proud to see a wonderful husband and father. Love to know miracles still happen.
Aww.
I know.
Really nice. Thank you.
Well, Billy, before you seat yourself, please offer Vinny yet another present from our little present stash there. It's your turn to...
There you go.
Oh, he selected the blue one.
Thanks, buddy.
With both hands.
They're both
so
hands. That's lovely.
Funny.
Thank you. All right, let's see what Vinny got this time.
So you hopped a plane yesterday afternoon.
Last night, yeah.
Oh, funny.
What time? You guys got in like around midnight or something?
I think once we got into the room and I hit the pillow, it was about 2.
Oh, oh wow. Oh, my God.
So naps
just a couple
today
hours.
For sure, right? All right.
Did you guys fly together?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
Oh, that's fun. So you hooked up at the airport and then headed up here.
Well, the cool thing about this whole experience is Jason and I haven't seen each other and talked to each other in the same 25 years.
Right.
So we've been going back and forth for weeks, and it's been really great bonding there, too. So it's a really cool experience all the way around.
Good. Now, so do you still surf? Are you guys going to try and get a surf in?
I'm going to hope so.
Yeah.
The difficult part is... Vinny is very regimented, so we haven't been able to plan anything with him, so it's kind of open. It's up and open.
Well, it
so
is his birthday weekend.
It is his birthday weekend, so he gets to do what he wants, but we're hoping to hit it all.
Yeah, I'm hoping to surf, too. We'll see if the wind lets us. Happy 50th birthday, Vinny. This certificate entitles you to an appearance on Jane's Instagram next to her shoes.
Oh, Jane, that's wonderful.
Jane,
what a lovely gift.
A little bit of an inside joke,
Jane,
guys.
You're
but
playing a game called.
Oh. I thought it's real name.
She was going so hard. I just thought, go, you see? Man. All right, so Billy, welcome. And, of course, Jason, who we met last hour.
Thanks,
so the 7 o'clock hour, a big hour for Vinny's 50th birthday party. Be prepared to be let down next hour.
We just peaked. Is that what you're telling me?
We stopped planning after the 7 o'clock.
After
the 8 o'clock hour,
no
we're like, forget it. We're all drinking. Right.
I did just remember one thing.
What?
Something that's coming up.
Yeah.
Not you, Scott. Yeah, we all know you're here.
Not you, Scott.
It's not always about you.
Oh, and Edson's here, too. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, where's Edson?
Edson's here?
Yeah,
he's
right there.
Right next to Scott.
Right next to Scott.
Oh, hi.
It's hard to see because he's not as colorful as Scott.
I know.
So we are broadcasting from the Hard Rock Cafe here at Pier 39. Thank you to everybody who got here early. A lot of our most trusted inner circle listeners were here right at the crack of dawn. Hopefully keeping the bartenders busy. I got to say, you guys are all so well-behaved. The older we get, the more well-behaved we are. I remember your 40th birthday party. I think somebody threw up outside.
Is that right?
Oh, really? But,
yeah, don't you remember that?
No.
Oh, all you remember
was
is
it
that...
me?
No, it wasn't you. Was it you?
No.
But we're broadcasting until 9 o'clock, so plenty of time to get down here. They're doing a breakfast, and, of course, the bar is fully operational. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have your final round of video. Some of the special ones that we saved for the end. More presents, more surprises, more birthday love. It is the Sarah and Vinny show. Yay! And we're broadcasting live from the Hard Rock. Come and join us on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.